Lake Carmi in Franklin County is Vermont's only lake in crisis. That's a special designation for bodies of water that are really impaired. Phosphorus is the culprit here. It has caused Carmi to have some of the most severe cyanobacteria blooms of any lake in Vermont for years now. And after some earlier mitigation strategies failed, state regulators have signed off on a plan to treat Lake Carmi with an aluminum compound. So what does that mean and how will it all work? Here to talk with us about it is Vermont Public's climate and environment reporter, Abigail Giles. Hi, Abigail.
Hey, Mitch.
So by now, a lot of Vermonters are familiar with the impacts of cyanobacteria blooms. They're potentially toxic to people and pets, and they often force beach closures on Lake Champlain and other bodies of water. So what kind of impacts are locals seeing from phosphorus pollution at Lake Carmi?
Yeah, cyanobacteria, they really thrive on a combination of sunlight, warm water temperatures, and phosphorus near the surface of the water. Here's Rob Evans with the Franklin Watershed Committee.
You know, I've owned our camp for 20 years, and for 20 years there hasn't been a summer, you know, from late July, early August, that this lake didn't have a full in-lake algae bloom, you know, where people couldn't get into the lake. The smell was awful. You know, fish were dying.
And Mitch, it's not just locals like Rob who are feeling these impacts. Lake Carmi is also home to a super popular state park with more than 170 campsites.
That's pretty striking. And, you know, this isn't the first thing the state has tried at Lake Carmi, right? What else has been done?
Yeah, so like we said, phosphorus is the problem. And a lot of the time when we think about phosphorus pollution, it's from runoff. Roads, farm fields, wastewater plants. The Franklin Watershed Committee has done a lot of work to cut down on this kind of runoff in the last few decades. Rob is an organizer with them. The problem here seems to be what scientists sometimes call legacy phosphorus. So according to an analysis commissioned by the state and the town of Franklin, about 70% of the phosphorus swirling around in Lake Carmi on a given day is actually coming from the lake bed. When water from the bottom of the lake rises to the surface, it carries that phosphorus with it, and that leads to cyanobacteria blooms. Back in 2019, the state installed a special aeration system that was supposed to get more oxygen to the bottom of the lake to bind with the phosphorus and trap it as rust. But that seemed to make the problem slightly worse, scientists say. So they removed that earlier this year.
Okay, I'm curious about this alum treatment. What is it and how is it supposed to work?
It's a combination of two naturally occurring chemicals, aluminum sulfate and sodium aluminate. They'll be dropped into the lake from boats between September 15th and November 30th. The hope is that they'll bind with the phosphorus and trap it in the lake's depths. After that, there will be a bunch of water quality monitoring to make sure that the chemicals aren't hurting aquatic organisms, because there is a slight risk there. If all goes as planned, the alum should suppress these blooms for 10 to 30 years.
I mean, that sounds good, but this is a chemical. It's a naturally occurring one. Are there any drawbacks, Abigail, or other potential impacts that come from using alum? And has the state tried this anywhere else?
It's a great question, Mitch. The state has tried this on just two other Vermont lakes, Tickle Naked Pond and Lake Maury. But it's a common strategy used nationwide and elsewhere in New England. Lake Maury was first treated with alum decades ago. It was treated again last summer after blooms started to come back. Town officials I spoke with in Fairly said they haven't seen a bloom yet this year. The only downside that they noted was that clearer water meant that there was a boom in invasive Eurasian milfoil. That's a weed. And this forced them to apply an herbicide. So that obviously has some drawbacks. Scientists at the state say that Lake Maury, like Lake Carmi, is pretty shallow. So they think that the alum will work pretty well on Lake Carmi if it worked on Lake Maury. But it is possible that Lake Carmi will also see a weed bloom. And again, there is that slight risk for microorganisms and certain kinds of aquatic animals and plants.
Right. Well, how are locals feeling about this approach, Abigail? And did they consider any other solutions?
Yeah, they tried that aeration system. That didn't seem to work for them. They also looked at using hydrogen peroxide, and Lake Carmi was ultimately determined to be too big of a lake for this approach. They even looked at dredging the entire lake bed, which would have been hugely expensive. The alum is expected to cost about $3.5 million, so not cheap either, but the state is going to pay for it through some clean water funding, so locals won't be saddled with the bill. Local officials I talked to in Franklin said this was a big sell for folks in town because it is a small community. They say most people are on board at this point, even if they had questions about a chemical at first. Rob Evans with the Franklin Watershed Committee says this actually has him feeling hopeful about the lake for the first time in years, so he's really optimistic that this alum treatment might just be the thing that works.
That's Vermont Public's climate and environment reporter Abigail Giles. Abigail, thank you so much for this update.
Thanks for having me, Mitch.